your daily Lex.
So, I'm in Chicago, being a fake CEO, amusing myself and others, fortunately, and it's been, you know, fun thus far. It's going well, but I wanted to share a story from last week, from this past Saturday when I was doing comedy sports. I had the funniest joke of the night, and it wasn't intentional. I guess you could even say it wasn't earned, because I made this joke unintentionally. So I was playing a game, an improv game called Open Options. And so there's a very popular concept of game in improv, like New Choice, where you might say like, wow, look at your bright blue shoes. And if somebody says New Choice, you have to change what you just said. So it's like, wow, look at your bright blue nose, or New Choice, wow, look at your hair, it's on fire. And you know, people are, whoever's in charge can keep saying New Choice until they like what you've said, and then you keep going. Open Options is like New Choice, but it's instead of just making you make a new choice, they can make anything in the scene change. Now everybody has British accents. Now you're going backwards. Gravity no longer exists. You've all changed roles, whatever. So I'm doing a scene. It's a very odd scene involving pizza and fancy hot gloves. And at one point, we're getting the Emilio's pizza from the fridge. And so I say, Jane, can you please get the Emilio's pizza from the outside freezer? And the referee blows his whistle and he says, new Italian name. And I stare at him and I'm like, okay. And I continue the scene. Mario, can you please go get the Emilio's pizza from the outside freezer? And he's like, no, a new Italian name for the pizza. Everybody apparently knew that's what he meant. I didn't know that's what he meant. I wasn't trying to be funny when I did it. I really just was confused about what was happening. And it was pretty funny. I was laughing so hard that I could not continue the scene. I had to be replaced in that scene by somebody else because I was just so amused by what was going on. So anyway, that's my story. It was funny. It really was funny. In case you're wondering, like, was it actually funny? The answer is yes, it was very funny. Because literally, like I'm saying, everybody else knew that's what he wanted. I did not. So I made an unintentionally very funny joke. If I sounded slightly distracted while recording this podcast, it's only because I am. I'm supposed to meet people from the real company and the fake company for dinner. I'm trying to get a new build of my app in the App Store. It keeps rejecting it. I don't know why. Like, I can't upload it to App Store Connect. So anyway, I'm having a real stressful time over here because I'm trying to tell you funny stories. I know I'm going to have to finesse this audio. I know this episode is slightly rambly because I'm not paying enough attention, and I'm having trouble getting my app in the App Store. So it's one of those days. Anyway, I love you. I miss you. And I'll be back to regular episodes on regular sounding microphones soon. Not that soon, though. Next week, really. You get it. Lex, do, do, do. I can just put the sound in.
Lex.